This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. How often are you stopped on the street by someone asking for a donation to a charitable cause? And nearly all of us have been bombarded by phone calls or email solicitations asking for our support. As the world has become more interconnected, we've been exposed to more giving opportunities than ever before. But how can we ensure that our limited dollars are going to the right place?
That's a question that writer Phil Buchanan has been working on for years. Buchanan is the founding chief executive of the Center for Effective Philanthropy and author of the new book, Giving Done Right. We reached him on the line recently. Welcome to the program.
Happy to be here, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
How much thought do you think the average person gives to the organizations to which they give?
That's a great question. I can't say that I know for sure, but probably not enough. And people tend to be very responsive to requests rather than thinking, well, what do I want to accomplish? And really trying to concentrate the bulk of their giving on pursuing their goals rather than whatever sort of emotional appeal got to them in the moment.
I know you're right about the classic case of the college student who shows up on your doorstep with potentially what might be a really good cause, and there's a lot of pressure in the moment to make a contribution, and we've all done that. But there are some reasons to say no at that moment.
Yeah, I think you want to be able to look back at the end of the year and say, well, I gave to organizations pursuing goals that are really important to me. Rather than I gave in response to whoever happened to ask me. It takes discipline, you know, and it's tough, but it can be done. And particularly, you know, one of the things I suggest is, you know, be realistic. You are sometimes going to give when your niece is asking you about her school project, and it has to do with raising money for a nonprofit, and you want to support her, even though the issue may not be particularly near and dear to your heart. But try to limit that kind of responsive or relational giving to 20% and have the 80% really be focused on what you care about.
So what were the critical questions that got you started in this field?
Well, I was really interested in, I've spent the last 18 years working with large institutional foundations and individual donors behind them. And I was interested in this question of how do you create the most impact with this tremendous amount of resources that people sometimes rather unexpectedly find themselves, with control over. And how do you do that, particularly when it is so difficult to assess results in philanthropy? People often analogize giving to investing, but in fact, it's a whole different kind of discipline, philanthropy, because measures are so elusive. There's no sort of analog to return on investment where I could say, oh, gee, I got, you know, 7 impact units for each dollar here and 5 here. You know, it's not like that. It's hard to know what progress looks like. It's hard to measure results, and yet it's so important to try to give effectively. And so I was interested in all of those challenges, and that's what I've spent, you know, the bulk of my career working on.
Well, and you make the point in a couple of places in this book that there are people out there who make this argument that, well, you know, nonprofits really ought to be run more like businesses. What's the fundamental flaw in that demand?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. The first is that it's a meaningless phrase. What does it mean to run like a business? Is that like your neighborhood dry cleaner or Google or Apple? You know, like business, I think people mean effectively, but as Jim Collins, the business guru, often says, most businesses are mediocre. And if you think about, you know, your last couple of interactions with businesses, you'd probably agree. And so the question shouldn't be, you know, how do we run nonprofits like business? It should be, you know, how do we run nonprofits effectively to deliver results? And I believe that leading a nonprofit is actually significantly more challenging than leading an equivalent-sized business, because after all, nonprofits are working on the toughest challenges that have defied market solutions. So one of the things I try to do in the book is tell the story of nonprofit staff, nonprofit leaders working on the front lines in communities, helping folks, you know, sometimes whose lives are in jeopardy. And to really make the argument that these folks working at nonprofits are unsung American heroes, and they are doing tremendous work. They're usually not highly paid, and we need to recognize and support this fabric of our society. Nonprofits have touched almost all of our lives. They employ 1 in 10 Americans, and yet what we often hear when we hear about nonprofits is stories of dysfunction or the occasional scandal of outrageous executive pay, but that's not really what the sector is. And part of what I'm trying to do is educate donors so they understand better the great strength in nonprofits in this country.
So if one way of evaluating the effectiveness or the strength of a nonprofit is by exploring its leadership, what should you look for? What should nonprofits look for? What should givers look for in how they see leadership at a nonprofit?
Yeah, I mean, I think they should look for folks who can really honestly answer three important questions that every nonprofit leader should be able to answer, which is, you know, what are you trying to do? What are you working on? What are your goals? Those are all kind of several ways of asking the same question. How are you doing it? So what are your strategies? What are your approaches? And then what information do you gather that lets you know whether things are working, and how do you respond to that information in order to learn and improve? And, you know, these are simple questions. You should be able to get answers in a conversation with a nonprofit leader. You should be able to get answers on a website of a nonprofit to those questions that are convincing and clear and also candid about where things haven't worked. So that's what I would tell people to look for. And it's easier to find in some cases than others. But and it gets back to the measurement point that I made earlier, because you aren't going to be able to just look at something as tempting as it is, like the websites that rate nonprofits on things like percentage spent on overhead, which is not a helpful measure, because oftentimes overhead, depending on how it's defined, can be key to an organization's success if it means paying people what you need to pay them in order to retain, you know, the great staff to do the work, or investing in technology or so on. So really what you want to look at is leaders who can talk about the results that their organization's achieving and how they're achieving.
We talked about this myth, as you would say, that running a nonprofit, quote, like a business is what they should be shooting for. How is the increase in what are called, I guess, low profit liability companies impacting what nonprofits are able to do today?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think it's wonderful when there are hybrid, organizations like the ones that you described that are able to align, you know, pursuit of profit with pursuit of impact. I think that the hype about those social enterprises.
And we're talking about, these are companies like Patagonia, like Tom's, like a variety of companies that, you know, that support causes while also turning a profit.
Exactly, and that's great when it can be done and when everything aligns. And I think it often doesn't align, right? And so that there are many issues that folks work on where there isn't an opportunity to make a profit while simultaneously doing good. And I think we've fallen victim a little bit in this country in the last couple of decades to this sort of notion that like markets can solve all our problems. And there are no trade-offs. You know, I always say it's like that old SNL skit. I'll update myself. You know, it's a it's a floor wax and a dessert box. You know, some things just don't go together. And so if you're trying to help, you know, homeless kids get access to a good preschool education, there's no way to simultaneously, you know, make money. And we shouldn't be trying to do that. Sometimes philanthropy is what is needed to take on the issues that markets can't, or that are a result of market failure. And so I'm all for, you know, social enterprises, whatever we want to call them, B Corps, but not not the hype that has sometimes made it seem like, oh, we don't even need nonprofits anymore because we're going to be able to do everything in this new form. That's just a flat-out myth, and we need to be sober about the limits of markets.
I will, by the way, admit to being old enough to recognize that SNL reference.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Yeah.
There's also something interesting, a point you make down the road about metrics and the nonprofit's ability to assess how well they are doing. And that is that one of the reasons they need support from people is to be able to do just that.
Absolutely. I mean, again, there's so many unfortunate and inaccurate myths about nonprofit leaders, and one of them is that, you know, they don't really care about performance assessment and metrics. And, you know, we have, at the Center for Effective Philanthropy, surveyed tens of thousands of nonprofit leaders, literally. And I have spent a lot of time shadowing nonprofit leaders as I worked on the book and since and before. And that's just not true. It's a question of resources. And oftentimes, you know, major donors will say, we need to see these metrics and those metrics, and we want you to report on this and that. And the nonprofit says, well, yeah, you know, that's great. Are you going to pay for that? Are you going to support us in doing that? And also, another point is the conversation should really be about what the nonprofits need in order to assess and improve, just not just what the funders want to know. And it should be like an interaction where there's agreement on, okay, given our shared goals, the donors and the nonprofits, what are the things that we want to look at to see if we're making progress? And that is really important because we have seen too many examples in this country of things that get funded that don't work or have the opposite of the intended effect. They sound like they would work, like Scared Straight is a good one, in the sense that it's a really vivid example of this situation in which folks keep funding something, even though evaluation after evaluation shows that the program in which formerly incarcerated people come and talk to, you know, high school students about how you shouldn't pursue a life of crime actually had the opposite of the intended effect. Attitudes about crime became more positive, moved in the wrong direction after the program. And there's evaluation after evaluation, and yet folks continue to fund it and support it. That happens too often. So we really do need to focus on measures, focus on evidence and data, but we need to do it in a thoughtful way and in a way that supports nonprofits to do that work, because that work isn't free.
Well, what about novel ways of giving? Things like, you write about giving circles. Where do they enter the dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, giving circles have grown so rapidly in the last decade, and I think it's really fantastic because it suggests that, you know, people want to do this work together and learn from each other. And it's also an opportunity to pool your resources in order to maybe go bigger with a few organizations in collaboration with others rather than, just having your own resources. So people, I think, get a lot out of that. They learn from each other and they find this same kind of sense of, you know, community that people find in a book club. Which is also wonderful, but in this case, they're spending their time and energy actually trying to, you know, do some good in their communities or on issues that they care about. And you know, the reality is that as an individual donor or even as a very, very large donor, you know, you don't accomplish anything alone. So even among some of the biggest foundations in the world, we see alliances where funders come together and say, let's work on these issues in collaboration. And that's been the case in most of the great success stories of philanthropy. For example, a recent one was a number of donors and foundations that came together to support the marriage equality movement, you know, over the last decade and a half. And rather than acting independently, they pooled $153 million in a collaborative and supported the efforts to pursue, you know, policy change that ultimately culminated in the Supreme Court decision on marriage equality. And they recognized that, you know, you can really only accomplish something significant on big issues working in alliance with a lot of different other players.
This book is aimed at givers and would-be givers, but it seems like there's a lot that the nonprofits themselves might learn from understanding the philosophy of why people give and why they would want to give in a particular way.
Yeah, I hope so. And I also hope that nonprofit leaders find it useful as something that they can share with their boards, because I see a dynamic play out all the time at nonprofits where the boards may be comprised more of folks who come from a business background and don't necessarily have a grounding in the nonprofit sector or philanthropy. And then there can be a kind of difficult dynamic between the staff and the business folks on the board, because they're not really speaking the same language. And I hope that the book, you know, can be a resource that nonprofits can use in helping educate also their donors and their boards, so that there is a little bit more of a shared appreciation for why this work is both uniquely challenging and uniquely important.
Let me just say, Phil Buchanan, it is really fascinating reading. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks so much for having me on to talk about it. I appreciate the opportunity.
Phil Buchanan is the founding chief executive of the Center for Effective Philanthropy and author of the new book called Giving Done Right, Effective Philanthropy and Making Every Dollar Count. He lives in Massachusetts, but we reached him by phone in California.